This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
I mean, if your coworkers are telling you need to be on Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, you do it, right?
Yeah, duh.
Let's get to Kyle.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'Em or Dump 'Em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Morning, Kyle.
Hey, hey, how are you?
We're good, man.
Hi.
So give us kind of a rundown. How'd you meet Jessica? What'd you guys do? And we will try to diagnose this and figure it out for you.
Met online on Match.
Okay. Cool.
I really don't know what I'm doing here. Like, my coworkers kind of egg me on and give you guys a call.
Okay. So,
smart coworkers.
Sounds like you got cool coworkers.
Yeah, they listen to the show. That's good.
The best of all time. Yeah.
It's a bunch of ladies that I work with. They listen to your show, and they're interested in my dating life, I guess.
Well, we're interested now, too.
Yeah, we're in. We're in. Let's go. What you got?
You sound like a catch.
They think I'm great, you know. I own my own house, and I'm doing okay, you know, money wise, and I take care of myself. They think I deserve, you know, somebody special.
Okay, so you met Jessica then on Match.
Do you think you deserve somebody special?
Yeah, I do.
Good.
You deserve it. Yeah.
Good for you.
And it was, you know, it was a really good date. You know, I had a great time, and after I came in, I was talking to the girls at the office about it, and they agreed that it sounded like it was a pretty good date. So they asked me, if I talked to her, and I haven't heard from her yet, and I tried calling her, but she's not calling me back, and that's why they told me to give you guys a ring.
What was your date like? I'm sorry, what did you do for your date?
We had a good time. Conversation was good. You know, I'm not thinking about, you know, what I needed to say next. Usually, you know, that's a goal for me. Just cool conversation. I very laid back, you know, kind of chilling. I just don't know exactly what happened here.
Could you have possibly spent the entire date either avoiding the topic altogether or just being really slow to get to your point? I think you're a little drawn out as you come out with this stuff. I'm a little worried this is what happened.
And he's a slow talker. Is that what you're thinking?
I mean, he still has not answered Coriel's question.
What did you do for your date? Is what Coriel, I think, was asking. Yeah.
Well, everything seemed like everything was going well. You know, we had a great time. You know. Drinks turned into dinner.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I can't see. I don't know why she's ghosting me. That's the thing, you know. She's good looking, and I said, you know, we had a lot to talk about.
Okay.
Can't imagine how long that took.
Yeah, like what?
How long were you on this date?
Well, we're both transplants from Kansas City. And
cool.
We moved here, it was like 5 years ago, and we love it, but we just missed home, and it just felt like she was giving me every signal and sign that it was going really well and that it was going to turn into another date.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right.
Well, only one way to get to the bottom of this, I think.
Yeah. Did your coworkers give you any advice other than just calling us?
No, if anybody's going to help you, you guys can be able to help.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, they're not wrong.
We will
never listen to this segment before now. I know.
We will do everything we can to get Jessica on the phone and see if we can figure things out for you guys to get you another date, if that's all right with you.
Yeah. I'm trying to find out what's going on, yeah.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Okay, beyond possibly being just a slow talker, what do you think's wrong with Kyle?
Tell us what you think happened with Kyle's date or on the date. You can go to not Twitter, X, KZKX969, or Instagram. Message us too on Facebook, KX969. And gift form is the best form.
There's always more than side to the story. More Date 'Em or Dump 'Em is coming up on Kix 96.9.
So if you're just joining us, Kyle met Jessica on Match. Is her co-workers that egged him on to give us a call to see about helping out. It's a bunch of ladies that listen to our show. So shout out Kyle's co-workers for listening every day and then sending him to us. So far, it's been determined that Kyle is a slow talker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that is like the primary guess on what went wrong between him and Jessica.
Yeah, it's a glaring one.
Let's find out if that's it.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Hello. We're looking for Jessica.
I just go.
Hey, it's JP Coriel Husker Nick. Good morning.
I'm sorry, can you be my alarm clock in the morning? You're so positive and chipper and nice.
Well, I've had a couple cups of coffee, so I think I'm ready to go.
Girl, okay,
nice.
Are you guys from that show, Datum or Dump 'Em?
Yeah, that's...
Datum or Dump 'Em!
We are calling you about a guy you went on a date with.
Oh, no. Are you talking about Kyle?
Yeah, we are calling about Kyle. He was very curious on why you aren't getting back to him. Nick thinks it might be just because he's a slow talker.
Does that sound
great?
Right?
That's a great observation, that's for sure.
So how was your date with Kyle then?
Well, I think the date was really, really fun. But there's a few red flags. The biggest red flag.
Okay, what's that?
Well, he doesn't have, like, any guy friends.
Guy friends?
Yeah, no guy friends.
Okay.
Like, I think that's kind of weird at our age. And, you know, all he was doing was talking about these women that he, like, works with all the time. So I'm okay.
Well. We did hear about the women at work, too.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's cool. It sounds like he's the only rooster in the hen house, so I'm like, And then he hangs out with them, and they have a volleyball team or something together at the office. So
fun. I wonder if I've played them.
You might have played them
already. I probably have.
Volleyball, Coriel, yeah.
Oh, man.
Wait, Kyle? Okay, never mind. I have an idea in my head. I'll ask him later.
He just talked about the lady friends at work, huh, that are on his sand volleyball team.
What if the lady friends are not actually at, like, his work office, but they're at the office?
Yeah, maybe they're at the office.
What if these are the lady dancers at the office?
At the gentleman's club.
That he's talking about.
Yeah, they could be.
What if it is? Oh, my gosh.
I hope so. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, that would be an amazing volleyball team, I guess.
No kidding. That occurred to me, too.
That's funny.
Great mind. Think alike. So, it's freaking you out a little bit that he... Well, how do you know that he doesn't have other guy friends? Did you ask him if he had guy friends? I mean, maybe you just need to get to know him more to know that.
Yeah, I asked him, like, there are other people that he hangs out with and people at work. And he just kept talking about his friend, Erica. They vacation together. They vacation with other women. Huh. And I'm just like... That's just weird. You don't go on guy trips or, like, are we going to watch football, drinking beer at the bar, anything? Like, I got nothing.
Nothing guy related.
Yeah. Well, and I know that can be a little odd sometimes from a female perspective when this guy you're interested in seems to be only surrounded by females. I mean, that kind of freaked me out a little bit, too. Not to say that you have to have any type of romantic relationship with female friends. Not necessarily, no. But,
right,
But sometimes you're like, well, why don't you have, like, guy friends around you?
Yeah.
Well, and that, like, again, gives another type of flag where red flag where, like, hey, if you're only hanging out with women, and I'm not trying to stereotype, but, like, are you, like, maybe gay?
My goodness.
He did say he moved up here from Kansas City. Maybe he just hasn't, like, met a lot of dudes to hang out with.
I bet finding guy friends as, like, an adult male from a different city, just, like, plopped into another place, I bet that would be kind of hard.
Especially if all the coworkers you have are women. I mean, it's you automatically, whoever you work with becomes, like, your confidants, your friends, and then you build from there.
Also, is he from a family of, like, only women for the most part? Maybe he just...
Grew up with only women, and he just
relates to them.
We got to take a quick break. We're going to get Kyle in here and get his side of things with Datum or Dump 'Em next.
Now the conclusion to Datum or Dump 'Em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So Jessica's issue with Kyle is the fact that he doesn't have any guy friends, or at least it seems like that, because all he does is talk about the ladies at his work.
Yeah.
And so we're eliminating it. Is the ladies at his work? Did he grow up in a house full of women?
This also eliminates him having these ladies from the office, like, because he would have met JP by now.
Correct. And yes. If it was the office, it would be JP and him would be best friends.
So let's bring Kyle in here and Jessica. Yeah, Kyle's on with us. Kyle, good morning again. She's concerned about the fact that you don't have any guy friends. The
lack of dude friends.
I do have guy friends.
Okay.
Just back in KC, and I haven't met any guys that I care to hang out with here.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Gotcha.
Fair.
Okay. Is it fair to say that that's kind of tough to find other guy friends when you move from a big, like, if you just, like, move like that?
To be part of a kind of a collecting stuff, you know, it's just that, you know, after college, you know, it's kind of hard to make friends outside of work for me because I work a lot. I've always been that thing that I gravitate to people I work with more, you know.
Gotcha.
It just so happens that I work in an office full of women.
Yeah, it sounds like it's easy to do that. I know that, like, you don't even know if this is a thing or not, but on Bumble, the dating app, you could switch it so that it was only looking for friends. like just to get hooked up with people in the area, whatever. Yeah, you could do that. I don't know if that's even a function anymore. I bet nobody actually used it for real. But I mean, you got to be careful if you're searching for. You can't just like type in like man seeking another man's friendship online and just find actual friendship. You'll find some very weird rabbit holes.
I bet you will.
When you search like man seeking man. So it's got to be tough for you. I get it. And how would she know that you had guy friends back home, really, unless you
really
have talked multiple times, probably, or even like went there together. So, well, that's good news, I guess.
But I don't think it's my fault, you know, just because I'm not going to ignore them. Like, yeah, I can't be friends with you because you're all women. Like,
yeah, definitely.
I don't date people I work with. That's a big red flag to me. I don't know. You know, I'm not sleeping
probably
with
smart.
All the women I'm friends with. You know, I'm just either. I grew up with three sisters, so maybe that's the reason I'm more comfortable hanging out and talking to women. You know, it doesn't have to end up in a romantic relationship or anything.
There you go. All makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Jessica, after hearing all of this, does that change your mind about Kyle?
Nope. I just don't like it when I have
I like her, honestly.
That I would be
took
dating
me a minute there.
That has just female friends. Like, regardless of where you moved from, where you came from, X, Y, and Z, like, you're not going to have one, at least one buddy of bromance. You did not find one
bromance
ever.
A bro to hang out with.
Awkward to me, you know? And, like, talking about the Bumble BFF thing, girl, I had some bad luck on that Bumble BFF. Tried that, did that.
And I was going to say, I don't
girl
think...
wanted to take me home. I'm like, ooh, girl, we're just having here for a man here, and you're asking me to go home. Where are we? I was like, why?
Wow.
So, I can understand that could be a little spooky-mooky app.
Yeah, it can be dicey, for sure.
The fact that he doesn't even have one bromance or one guy friend is just... weird.
What
here
could it be though? Like when people ask me about Coryell, I'm like, I basically consider Coryell one of my dude friends.
Yeah, for sure, dog.
Yeah, she's kind of a guy.
Like she farts loudly.
For sure, dog.
She's dirty.
You know,
she's dirty.
She like
because men are typically dirty.
She chugs beers fast.
One masculine female friend. That's great, but it sounds like he has 10 to 12. You know, okay. Like that's just.
Yeah. Well, it looks like you're going to have to travel to see any of his guy friends. It sounds like they're hours away. So
if you want to
go travel 3.5 hours to like visibly confirm that he has guy friends, then you're just going to have to take his word for it
It could be a whole new world to like open up a whole new can of beans there. Like if they're all from Independence, you can't trust that.
Yeah.
You know, or like Raytown, you got to be careful down there.
Which towns they're from.
Which parts of KC. Okay. So, you know.
Well, Kyle, it sounds like it's a no as far as another date with Jessica.
Being from KC myself, you know.
That's disheartening, you know. Don't judge a book by its cover.
You can add it as a little footnote to your Match.com profile. You can put in parentheses, and I have guy friends, by the way.
Yes.
I have guy friends, BTW. Yeah, okay. Well, Kyle, thanks for getting a hold of us, and thank your coworkers for listening to the show. We appreciate y'all listening in, and good luck dating, buddy.
Yeah, keep us updated.
You're listening to JP, Coryell, and...